And the stories, though, continue to come into you, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do. For instance, as I mentioned, that one that just came in October was a real surprise. And there were six people total in a car. And on Bray Road, it wasn't Halloween, it was October when the cornfields are still up, which is sort of a prime sighting time. And they were there, they were in their 20s, most of them, so they weren't exactly teenagers, but they were there for the express purpose of trying to find the creature, which I tell people over and over again, you're really not likely to do that. I mean, thousands and thousands of people drive up and down Bray Road, and almost none of them ever see it. But they were just about to leave the road when something ran across the road in front of their car. Two of them managed to see it disappearing into the brush. And the driver went, sped ahead to the next driveway, whipped the car around, came back, parked, and by that time, whatever it was, had made it from the brush at the edge of the road into a field. And four of them were able to, there were two that couldn't see it because they just couldn't climb around to get a good view over everybody's heads in time. But they saw two creatures, which is a first on Bray Road. And it was a moonlit night. I happened to be out late for something else that night myself. My husband and I were out to dinner. It was a moonlit night, very bright. And I remember remarking to my husband that, wow, it's almost like daylight tonight. You can really see everything. And so they had a very good look at these things. They were both on two legs. They could clearly see the canine silhouette. They could see the pointed ears. They could see the snouts. They could see the dog-like legs. They estimated that they had to have been 6 to 7 feet tall based on both the close-up sighting at the tree line and where they were in the field. And these fields were very muddy. It had been raining that day. Again, I can confirm that. I doubt highly that anybody would be out in a fursuit in the middle of this super muddy field at 1 o'clock, you know, on a night when it had been raining all day. And it was during the middle of the week. It wasn't a special night or anything. So as soon as they pulled up and rolled the windows down, they saw both heads swivel toward them. Now, that's eerie. And they could see, at that point, their headlights reflected off of the creature's eyes. They could see a yellow eye shine, which is very typical of sightings. Often I hear that description. And as soon as they had turned and saw that these people were sitting there looking at them, they both dropped to all fours and just ran off at a fast pace into the darkness. They lost sight of them after that.